like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time. We have a film called Nobody Knows I'm Here. Mary, what kind of a title is that?
Well, nobody knew about the film till Netflix picked it up for distribution. And this is Netflix's first Chilean film, I believe.
Well, it's probably my first Chilean. It's set in southern Chile, in a rather lush part.
The central character is Mimo, and he lives in isolation, I would say, with his uncle on an island, and they are sheep farmers. The house is older, the farm is older, but it's on lush, green, pastured, forested island, and they live a pretty isolated existence,
you know,
in this modern time.
The contrast between the beautiful, lush, and their solitary, introverted life is a nice one for me.
The cinematography choices don't celebrate the lushness of where they're living because it's a rather dark cinematography. I think you only see blue sky twice.
What's the conflict?
Mimo, at one point, one of the characters actually asks if he's autistic because he is so introverted, and it presents rather slowly that he carries some dark secret that has pushed him to this island to live with his uncle and to be very nonverbal.
You know, it's central, so we need to reveal that.
Spoiler alert, folks.
Sure, it's a spoiler, but it's unavoidable for Mimo, played by
Jorge Garcia.
Yeah, he was on Lost.
That was his probably biggest, most well-known role.
Grossly overweight. We have a Milli Vanilli, or whatever you call it.
Milli Vanilli.
We have a Milli Vanilli situation here.
Okay, the fact that I know the answer to that actually is frightening. I can't believe I haven't blanked them out of my mind. Yes.
His dad has sold his voice. The kid has obvious potential to give it to a cuter kid.
Many times during the film, it plays out that he's living this fantasy life of performance. Mm. He's living out what his true voice and calling with his beautiful singing voice were and are. Really does reflect about finding your true voice and letting your true voice be heard, which is rather poignant, not only for the character, but I also think in the time that we're living in with racism coming to the fore and the issues of social justice associated with that, in a time now where we're talking about true voices to be heard.
It's not fulfilling oneself. Having a disappointment that one cannot get over in life. He's obsessed that his voice was stolen. What could save you, Mary, in a situation like that?
Well, it certainly wasn't Mimo's father. What a creep. Sold his voice. He is befriended by a woman from the mainland named Marta. Starts to befriend him. Compared to Jorge Garcia, who is a very large man, the woman they cast as Marta, not only is she skinny, but she's so, but they are opposite. And she does serve as a conduit for, I think, another intentional commentary by the film about modern media.
Oh, yes.
And invasion of privacy.
Yes, yes.
And through something, to tell you how isolated his life is, he doesn't even know what a cell phone is. They don't even have a telephone on the island. Yep. The only way that they communicate with the outside world is people who bring sheepskins to be cleaned and readied for sale to the island, and she happens to deliver, Marta does, for her uncle.
Yes.
And that's how she starts to befriend, through teaching him how to use a cell phone and actually videoing him singing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because of what happened in his past, a journalist friend of hers becomes interested in Mimo.
It reminds me of so many characters that I really like. The outsider who changes things, almost like a home invasion, but not brutal.
Well, from that commentary about how invasive media can be, at one point, Mimo's walking on the island after this video that Marta has
unleashed
on the world, and all of a sudden there's a drone.
Mary Urena, the film is Nobody Knows I'm Here. What grade do you award it?
I'm going to give it a C.
I'm going to award it an A- because you knew I would like this kind of movie.
I did.
You did.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Let's go!